The Arizona Sports Network and Amazing Performances Radio, together on KXXT 1010 AM, The Double Dime, your new home for sports stories and scores from high school to the pros. On the air 6 days a week, bringing you the best, most amazing people in the world of sports and entertainment. Featuring interviews with top performers in the rodeo, boxing, football, basketball, movies, baseball, television, religion, and amazing people from everyday life. ASPN, Amazing Performances, and KXXT 1010 AM, heard live on the air and worldwide on the internet. Join your host, Kevin Pecos, 6 days a week on the Arizona Sports Network, together on KXXT 1010 AM, The Double Dime.
We do have another coach. We have Coach Trita Painter. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Coach, from Flagstaff High School up in Flagstaff. Coach, how you doing?
Doing good this evening. Thanks.
Is it snowing up there yet?
Yeah, it did. Last week we had about 2 inches on the ground already.
My God. I got to ask you a question. You know, we've all been up there and we've coached football, and I'm kind of large, so when I'm trying to coach my guys, I do run out of air. How do you run up there? How do they do it?
You know, a lot of these kids are actually born here in Flagstaff, so they don't ever feel the difference.
Right.
We did have one young lady who joined our team. She moved here from Hawaii 2 years ago.
Wow.
And she struggled for a little bit. Teresa did. But then, you know, you just get used to it, and you just do what you have to do up here.
Wow, that's fantastic. So how'd we do this year? Are we still in focus? Are we where we want to be?
We are definitely where we want to be. For the past not including this year, but the past 3 seasons before, we were second place in the 4A Division II cross-country state meet. And I've had the same group of girls that have been on this team for 4 years, and most of them are seniors this year. And we finally nailed it this last weekend. They won the state meet.
Oh, that congratulations.
Is that what they say, better late than never?
Yes.
do we have their names? Can we have their names? Can we make them famous for tonight?
We can make them famous, and I actually have one of my athletes here with me.
All right.
We have Chloe Phillips, Sarah Ring, Teresa Chilkova, Ariel Mierendorf, Karen Treadway, Kimmy Allen, and Kadra Bergman were the seven that ran for us this last week to win that championship.
Wow.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to all you young ladies. And coach.
And coach, of course. So who do you have with you right now?
I have Chloe Phillips, and I also have Trish Milton,
okay,
who was my assistant coach this year. And interesting story in that right before we had won, well, we'll go backwards. We won this year, then we were second place for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And prior to that, we won 5 state championships in a row. And
wow.
Trish Milton was on 3 of those teams and then went to college at Birmingham Southern, ran for them, and just came back this year and was my assistant coach and helped us win another title as a coach. So I have got both of those young ladies here with me tonight.
Congratulations, ladies.
Does anybody want to get on the air?
Yeah, get on. Let's go.
Yeah.
Sure. Here's Chloe first.
Okay.
Well, hello,
hey.
Chloe.
How are you?
All right. How about
Hi,
you?
Chloe.
I'm doing good tonight.
Good. Yeah, tonight. Well, you got to feel good after every match, right?
Oh, exactly.
You just knock them down as they come at you, right?
Yeah, well, we have a great team, so we have a lot of fun together. So we're always having a good time.
That's right. Hey, Chloe, I have to ask you a question. How long do you run? When you're running, what's the distance that you're running?
Well, we run anywhere from 3 miles to 7 miles.
You know what? I get tired driving that far, let alone
I gotta
running
go to
it.
Sleep.
You know,
wow.
Before practice, Sean has us run a lap. It's about what? six.
Yeah.
And then we have to take a water break before we do stretching.
Wow. So your breathing is – I always have to bring up the breathing because every time I go up there when I coach, I can't even – I need some oxygen. How do you athletes up there do that? I know you're used to it, but
– Yeah, well, like Coach Painter was saying, most of us were just born and raised here, so it's something that we've always had to live with, but – I think for some of us who haven't lived here as long, it's just basically toughing it out during the tough times, and you know, eventually you get used to it.
Do you really? Because I'm out here 8 years and I still can't get used to it. But is there anybody you like to say hello to?
Well, I'd just like to say hello to the rest of my teammates and my mom, but.
And what year are you in?
I'm a senior.
Oh, you're a senior. So this is your last hurrah.
Yep, it was my last hurrah, and it was definitely.
Where are you going to go? You're going to go to college? You're going to go further? Take it further?
Yeah, I'm hoping to run in college, and I'm looking at a few different schools right now. So I'm just kind of waiting to see what works out.
Well, we wish you the best luck in that, and continue the success that you're having.
Thank you very much.
Maybe she'll go to Rutgers.
What?
he's hoping you're going to go to the East Coast of New Jersey. See, he tries to get. He's from New Jersey, so he tries to get everybody over there. You know,
yeah, he's recruiting any way he can. So, well, I got a question for you, Chloe. When you come down here into this elevation, is it easier for you? Because there's always that rumor about being up in the higher elevation than coming down to the lower elevation that is actually an advantage. Do you find that to be the case?
I think I noticed it a little bit. Breathing is easier somewhat, but I definitely don't notice it as much as people would think that we do. It's basically the same running up here as it is down there. Maybe I'm just not paying that much attention. But
yeah, like we said, Coach and I, when we walk up in Flagstaff from the car to the field, we need oxygen tanks.
Yeah.
So I give you credit.
It's definitely harder coming up.
Oh, Steve, I'm not playing up north.
Right.
Anyway, anybody else you would want to say hi to or anything like that?
Well, I think maybe we have somebody that would want to say hi to you guys. We have our assistant coach, Trish Melton, here.
Put her on.
Okay, here she is.
All right, take care, Chloe.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Chloe.
Bye-bye. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Trish.
Hi, Trish. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Okay.
Good.
So you're the assistant coach?
I am. Yeah, this is my first season as the assistant coach.
Wow.
And what's your experience? Where did you run before you became a coach?
I ran at first at Yavapai Community College for 2 years, and we run nationals my freshman year. And then I transferred to Birmingham Southern College in Alabama, and I just graduated in May.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you brought that winning atmosphere back with you, right?
So I was hoping to. It was always my dream to come back to Flag High School and help coach because I had such a great experience in high school. And when I came back this semester, I saw the girls, and I knew that it was a special group and that they definitely had a chance. So it was a blessing for sure, and especially to work with Coach Painter. She's incredible. So.
And you won championships all the years you were at Flagstaff, is that correct?
Yes, sir. I started running my sophomore year of high school, and we won those 3 years. And then after I graduated, the girls won 2 more years after I left.
Wow.
It was a pretty incredible streak.
Well, I'm going to give you a little hint here. Don't call him sir. You're older than he is, so.
Thank you, Sean.
I'm glad that
you're spending too much time in the South. I'm actually from Flagstaff, but 3 years in the South kind of.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Trisha, is there anybody you'd like to say hi to? While we got you on the air.
Oh, I'll just say hi to Coach Painter and her family. They're right here listening, and Chloe and all of the team.
All right.
For letting us come and talk. It was fun. Do you want to talk to Coach Painter?
Sure.
Please.
Sure.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Trish. I say coach.
Yeah. Yes,
hi.
Coach.
Hi.
Hi. So you're up there in a Flag. Do you work with occasionally with Coach Jay, the football coach?
With Coach Jay?
Well,
Mr.
We call
Smith.
Him Jay. Mr. Smith. Coach Smith.
The varsity football coach.
Football coach.
Jeremiah.
Yes. Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, we call him Jay. We're sorry.
We're calling Jay, yeah.
Okay.
Jeremiah.
Screw me. Yeah, exactly. We do see each other quite a bit in the office and at school, and he helps us out a few times with some administrative things, and yeah.
So do you have any gossip or anything you can share with us that we can use against him at any point in time?
Don't mind him. He's in trouble tonight anyway. So.
I walked into the office the other day, and I was setting up for my banquet, and
I found him with some other students, and they were hanging out, eating a big thing of ice cream. I said, is this what you do all day? And he just laughed, but he didn't even offer me any ice cream.
See how he is? Hey,
we'll have a talk with him, I promise.
Here's something you can do. You say, theoretically, champions should be the only ones eating ice cream.
That's right.
That's right.
All right.
And you've got four seniors that are really doing well up there this year, correct?
I do. Actually, I have five seniors.
I'm sorry. And you're looking to get all of them to college?
Yes, we are. Most of them are looking at lots of different schools, from all of the junior colleges to the U of A, NAU, Cornell, some in California, a couple in the Colorado area. So they would love to continue.
I hope that NAU is really looking at being from a hometown and being right there as a resource. So,
exactly.
Well, we hope to wish you the best of luck and congratulations.
Thank you.
On your guys' success and continued success.
And when's your guys' next meet?
Well, we're also competing. I heard Coach Dempsey on earlier. We are also going down to Tempe to run in that Nike Team Nationals regional meet next weekend.
Well, give us a call. Let us know how everybody did.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Good luck with that.
Thank you very much, Coach.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a good
one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I tell you, I got to give him credit. You know, years ago when I used to run, you know, getting in shape, I mean, I was running like 5 to 10 miles, really, honestly. I mean, it was you get used to it, but I tell you, I go up here to Flagstaff, I can't even talk.
I know.
Really. They all laugh at me. They go, what'd you say, Coach? I got no air. I can't talk.
I know. It's like, when
give
I.
Give credit.
In my property up in Prescott, I go up there and we have to go up a hill.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think nothing about it. It's like 100 yards. Like, I could do that.
I know.
And okay, I'm looking for the oxygen tank or something. Just suck air out of a rock or something. I'm looking for something.
Yeah, and they go 7 miles.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
What do professional football players Shia Burley of the Arizona Rattlers and Deuce Latuhi of the Arizona Cardinals have in common? Well, they both played in the Arizona Football League. The Arizona Football League is amateur club football at its finest. 11-man, full contact, knock the slobber out of each other football. Players 18 and over are playing every Saturday. Teams come from all over the state for games from January through May each year and have since 1995. The Arizona Football League, the place where keeping the dream alive is why we're here for you. Get in the game. Call 1-800-887-AZFL or visit us at www.azfl.com.
The Arizona Sports Network and Amazing Performances Radio, together on KXXT 1010 AM, The Double Dime, your new home for sports stories and scores from high school to the pros. On the air 6 days a week, bringing you the best, most amazing people in the world of sports and entertainment. Featuring interviews with top performers in the rodeo, boxing, football, basketball, movies, baseball, television, religion, and amazing people from everyday life. ASPN, Amazing Performances, and KXXT 1010 AM, heard live on the air and worldwide on the internet. Join your host, Kevin Pecos, 6 days a week on the Arizona Sports Network. Together on KXXT 1010 AM, The Double Dime.